Good morning. My guest this morning is Cesar Gallegos. He's the museum archivist at the Charles M. Schulz Museum and Research Center. Good morning, Cesar.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So, friendship, that's the theme of this upcoming show playing April 26th through November 6th at the museum. Talk about it.
Oh, we are so excited for this exhibition, which opens up tomorrow, April 26th. And it's all about friendship. It's called A Friendship Like Ours and explores the relationships in the Peanuts world. We look at how the friendships develop between all the characters. And we also look at how Schulz used some of his friends to give the characters their names. So it's really fascinating.
So,
and fun.
So this is sort of a little bit of inside information about Sparky.
Indeed it is. And some of the things that are really fantastic that we are putting in this exhibition is friends that he had. One friend who he met when he was 12 years old, Sherman, is one of the original characters in Peanuts. He actually was in the very
wow.
first strip.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And a lot of the co-workers from art instruction school from the late 40s where Schulz worked, there was a gentleman named Charles F. Brown. There was someone named Linus there too, and another artist named Frida, who all are in the strip.
Well, he always impressed me as someone who used everything in his experience in creating Peanuts, that it all sort of flowed out of him. And that he was like a shapeshifter. He took all of this information, all of these facts, and coalesced them into a story, an ongoing story.
And Mr. Schulz always said, if you want to know me, just read the strip. And it's very true, because if you read all these strips, particularly about friendship, you can discover how he intertwines his aspects of his life into these characters.
How long have you been working at the Schulz Museum?
This is going to be my fourth year.
Uh-huh. And how have you changed? How has your feeling about Peanuts and Charles Schulz changed over this really intense four-year exposure?
You know, to be quite honest, I think it changes actually every day, because every day we discover something new about Mr. Schulz or about Peanuts, and it helps us when we tell his story and we celebrate his life and art in our exhibitions. And so we have three changing exhibitions in our museum. We change out every 6 months, so there's always something new, but there's always a lot of research done behind these exhibitions.
Right. So do you do that research, or do you go out into the field and try to find Charles Schulz once again?
We do. One of the fun things that we just recently did is we traveled to Los Angeles, and we actually interviewed Mr. Schulz's friend, Shermie, who was 93 uh-huh. years old. And
93 years old. Wow.
Right. And he told us about their friendship, and it was just really sweet. And it was a way of discovering an aspect of Mr. Schulz, which we knew about, but not from a first-hand account.
Right. So what do you see coming up for the museum? How will it change over the years, do you think?
I think we're just going to continue to tell his story and celebrate his life and artwork. And we continually find new ways to do that through our exhibition, through our programming, through our education. But at the very end, it's always about him and his line and just bringing in people and helping them discover who he was.
That's terrific. Well, then let's tell people that this new exhibition coming up at the Charles Schulz Museum, A Friendship Like Ours. Does that sound like the work of Charles Schulz? I think so. It's April 26th through November 6th at the museum, which is at 2301 Hardy's Lane in Santa Rosa. That's over by Coddingtown. For information, there's the telephone number, 579-4452. Online, you can find out more about the museum at Schulz, S-C-H-U-L-Z, museum.org. And, of course, the best way to find out about the museum, about Schulz, and about Peanuts is to go and visit. So thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.